We're gonna do a play.
We're gonna do our play now.
Oh.
You wanna be in the play?
Make it up.
So do I start now?
Yeah.
Okay, if we're gonna. Can I make it?
Marley was dead. Dead as a doornail. Not that there was anything particularly dead about a doornail. That's just to say that Marley was dead. Well, Scrooge.
Rightfully dead.
Well, Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Hello. Get away from me. I kill you. Take me wallet. Take me wallet.
Mr. Scrooge, do you think I can have tomorrow off?
No, you can't. I need Munum Joe's.
But it's only once a year.
But it's more Munum for me.
But I gotta save my crippled child and my stupid fat wife.
I gotta save me fat wallet.
But you will give it to me, won't you?
I won't give you me wallet.
Well, I have to go because it's 5 o'clock and I have to go home.
Okay, will you be back 7 a.m?
But it's Christmas.
What's that? I only know Munum Joe's.
Okay.
So Scrooge walks home.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Jingle, jingle.
Well, he gets to the front door and he goes to open it and he sees that Jacob Marley is the doorknob.
Jacob, get away from the guy here. Get away. I have me wallet. When I have me wallet, everybody stay away from me.
So, Jacob Marley? Don't you know who Jacob Marley is?
Jacob!
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 Will you talk?
Oh, who's Scrooge? I'm here to warn you. See these chains I wear about my body?
Rattle.
If you don't mend your ways, you'll wind up like me, walking around with chains on you.
I mend them with $20 bills.
You look good in them, Jacob.
Well, in our life, mankind was my business. And you should be it too.
Oh.
Now tonight, Scrooge, you will be visited by three spirits.
I think you need Listerine. Your voice sounds funny.
The one will visit you at 1, the second at 2, and expect the third one by the clock striking 3.
I want the one with 3, because he'll have 3 bills.
Well, I warned you, I must leave now.
And so the spirit left. And Scrooge went, decided it was time for bed, so he went to bed. And the clock struck 1.
Morning!
And in walked the first spirit, the spirit of Christmas past. Scrooge! Scrooge, time to get up! Scrooge! Come on!
Damn.
Let's go for a walk, Scrooge! Come
Who's
on!
Damn.
It's me! I'm the ghost of a Christmas
Don't
past!
Don't do these times!
No, no! Let's go for a walk!
No!
Get up! Get out of bed!
Hey!
Come on! Okay, like, you've been really a shit in life, you know? So, like, I gotta show you how good it was before so you can see how good it is, could be now and how awful it's gonna be in the past. Oh, wait, no, that's 6 lines down. Okay, so get up and let's go. Right, let's look over here, and here's you when you was younger. No, a little too young. Let's keep walking. Okay, here's Scrooge at 12 years old. And your little sister, what was the sister's name?
Fran or Belle.
Fran. There's Fran and young Scrooge. Oh, Epi, why don't you come home now? Because Father is oh so much kinder than he used to be.
He owes me money!
We all want you to come home. We all miss you.
I love you too much. Shut up. Shut up again.
But, Epi, but please.
Please what? You're getting on my nerves. You owe me money too.
See, you was even a shit when you was 12. So let's try when you was like 20 and you met your first love.
Oh my God, I'm in love. But baby, I've got a business to take care of, and I think that we should go into business, and I don't want to waste my time falling in love with no woman.
But I'm just not just any woman. I'm the woman of your
dreams. I know you're the woman of my dreams, but this is the business of my dreams, and I think that I should get on shit with the business, and I'm real sorry. Give me that ring.
She sounds remarkably like your sister.
That's why I love you so much, because you remind me of my sister.
Give me that ring. Give me that. Give me that.
But you love your business more than you love me or your sister or your mother or anybody.
And that's right. And this is my new friend, Jacob Marley. We started a new business together, and we're going to get real rich, aren't we? That's right, we are. And him and I are good buddies, aren't we?
Yeah, we're very good buddies.
Yeah, good
Jacob
buddies.
Marley needs some speech lessons.
That's right. So we're going to break the big business and pay for the speech lessons. So when I get old, I'll hate the whole fucking world.
Say what a shit you were even back then. Ebenezer. So what do you think? You think maybe you should reform your ways and love Christmas and get a big turkey for, Tiny Tim?
What about me money?
What about your money? You can stuff your money.
I lie me money.
Yeah, but you know, you got so much.
I mean, are you like changing to a good guy yet?
No. Are we reforming you?
Are we reforming you then?
Your money loves you.
Do you think? Are you softening up at all? And so the spirit of Christmas past brought Scrooge back to his house, and he believed it was all a dream. Believe it's a dream, Scrooge. Wake up and believe it's a dream.
Is it a dream?
Is it a dream? So he believed it was a dream. And the clock struck two. There you go.
Get the digital.
Bills, get it right here. And when the clock struck two, the ghost of the Christmas present began to call Scrooge.
Hey, Scrooge, baby, I'm your Christmas present. Lucy done sent me down. She said, show you a fine to get out of there. Get off your ass, baby. I'm ready to party. I'm your Christmas present. What do you mean I'm the wrong kind of present? I'm every kind of present. Everybody want me. What?
Scrooge,
what? No. You got to get out of bed, honey. I'm the ghost of your Christmas present. And I am ready to make your snow fall, baby. So it ain't going to cost you nothing, cheapskate, mother honky. God, get out of bed, cracker. You know, you did this when you was 35 years of age. I remember when you was 35 years of age and some fine-looking baby was coming up to you trying to give you all the love you could handle, and you was too busy making
it. Entering the door.
Now we're going to take a station break from the Super Shop stores.